For ETV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. That's the sound of the coyote's howl, a sound usually associated with the West, but the highly adaptable canine has spread throughout the United States in recent decades, including South Carolina. J. Butt Filosky, Fur Bearer Program Coordinator for the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, says coyotes reached the Palmetto State in 1978 and are affecting not only rural areas, but cities as well.
There's a number of issues with coyotes. For a number of years, our sportsmen have had issues with predation on game species. And of course, livestock interests, farmers have always struggled with predation, not just from coyotes, but from a number of species. And here, relatively recently, we've had issues in suburban areas, and in some cases, just the sighting of coyote sometimes frightens people. But on occasion, small pets, small dogs, cats, you know, have come up missing or been attacked and killed by coyotes.
Dealing with coyotes is tricky. For rural dwellers, Butt Filosky says allowances to combat the furry pests are made in the state wildlife code.
It does give a property owner the ability to trap coyotes without any kind of license within 100 yards of their home, so long as they're still on their property. And since we don't allow relocation of those animals, animals have to be put down. So kind of as an extension of that, we tend to let people shoot them within that same distance, too.
With a hunting license, coyotes can be hunted all year. For those unable to shoot or trap them, Butt Filosky recommends other ways to make it less desirable for coyotes to loiter near a home.
First off, kind of look, see what the situation is. Is there doing something at your home that attracts coyotes? Probably the one thing that drives a lot of wildlife is gathering or getting food. So people who leave pet food outside, leave maybe some garbage that's easily accessible, can kind of get those animals a lot closer to their homes. Any type of attractant around the home, you know, certainly want to get rid of brushy areas, things that attract small mammals, small rodents, primary food items. So again, that tend to maybe attract coyotes. There are some fence designs that can help you. There's some guard animals that can help kind of keep coyotes away.
For livestock farmers, guard animals like the giant Great Pyrenees dogs have proved very effective, says Butt Filosky.
I visited a couple of meat goat producers in the upstate, and they had those, and they'd be very pleased with them. They're fairly large dogs, you know, 100 pounds or so. And for whatever reason, you know, as if they're brought up with the herd, they're very protective. And, you know, a coyote being a 30-pound animal doesn't stand a whole lot of chance against a, you know, 100-pound animal that really doesn't like them.
Some livestock, such as donkeys, llamas, and alpacas, have a natural animosity toward coyotes and can help keep them away from cattle and goats. However, Butt Filosky says coyotes are here to stay, and perhaps the best way for people to deal with them is to learn about them.
But in most cases, you know, at some point we're going to have to learn to live with them. You know, the federal government's been fighting that war since the 20s and 30s, maybe even before then. And, you know, best we can tell, they've since spread to every state except Hawaii. So it's a very difficult species to control, and certainly eradication is pretty much out of the question.
At least, says Butt Filosky, the more people know about coyotes, the fewer unwanted encounters they may have with these encroaching predators. This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.